AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Delta's 37% quarter runs into a 0.6x volume test as airline activity breadth hits 100%. DAL remains in an active weekly uptrend and is only 3.1% below its 52-week high. But the latest advance came on thinner participation after a strong June move. Research brief. Delta Airlines closed at $92.75 for the week ended July 3, up 0.2%, and still close to its $95.68 52-week high. The stock's 16.8% four-week and 37.1% 12-week returns keep the weekly trend constructive, supported by positive activity pressure and relative strength. The caution is participation. Volume fell to 26.2 million shares, just 0.6x the 13-week average, while price now sits 29.1% above the trend line and 75.2% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. DAL gained 0.2% on the week to $92.75, leaving it 3.1% below its 52-week high of $95.68. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with a 13-week active streak and 41 active weeks across the past 52, equal to 78.8% trend breadth. Momentum remains strong, with returns of 16.8% over 4 weeks, 37.1% over 12 weeks, and 84.5% over 52 weeks. 4. U.S. airlines show broad activity support, with 100.0% positive market dynamics breadth and 62.5% positive relative strength breadth, although only 50.0% have active weekly trend signals. 5. Latest volume was 26.2 million shares, or 0.6x the 13-week average of 40.5 million. So the latest range top pause lacks fresh volume confirmation. Weekly price action pauses after June's acceleration. Delta Airlines ended the latest completed week at $92.75, a 0.2% gain that looks modest only because it followed a sharp June advance, including a 10.0% rise in the prior week. The stock is now positioned at 93.8% of its 52-week range, just 3.1% below the $95.68 high and far above the $48.61 low. The broader weekly tape remains constructive. DAL is up 16.8% over 4 weeks, 37.1% over 12 weeks, 35.0% over 26 weeks, and 84.5% over 52 weeks. The ShareMaestro setup reads as leadership continuation, with a composite score of 72. An active trend backdrop, and a 13-week active streak. Industrials context is supportive. Airlines are more mixed on trend. Delta sits in U.S. industrials, where the sector posted a 1.0% average weekly return, 3.8% over 4 weeks, and 8.2% over 12 weeks. Sector breadth is constructive rather than exceptional,
with 57.0% active trend signals, 69.0% positive market dynamics breck, and 54.0% positive relative strength breadth.
Against that wider group, DAL's 12-week return is well ahead of the sector average, though its 1-week return was quieter than the sector print. The U.S. airlines industry is where the stock's context becomes more specific. The group's average weekly return was 0.1%, close to DAL's 0.2%, while the industry's 4-week average return of 19.9% is ahead of Delta's 16.8%. Over 12 weeks, however, DAL's 37.1% exceeds the airline average of 26.8%. Market dynamics breadth across airlines is unusually broad at 100.0%, but only 50.0% of airline stocks have active weekly trend signals, keeping the group's recovery powerful, but not uniformly confirmed. Signal state is positive, but no fresh buy signal accompanies the move. Delta's trend backdrop is active, and the close is 29.1% above the weekly trend line at $71.83. Activity pressure is positive at 1.21 and has improved sharply over the past month, while relative leadership reads 28.08 and remains supportive. The signal mix, however, is not a clean acceleration call. Activity pressure is classified as no fresh buy, and the expectancy state is undecided, with a 54.55% probability reading. The valuation and trend distances also argue for discipline. DAL trades 75.2% above ShareMaestro fair value of $52.95, showing strong premium demand but limited valuation cushion if momentum cools. The current setup is therefore evidence of a strong weekly regime, not evidence that risk has disappeared. Volume is the main confirmation gap to watch.
the latest week's 26.2 million shares were only 0.6 times the 13-week average of 40.5 million, and 0.6 times the 52-week average of 44.2 million. That is a clear participation fade from late June, when volume reached 47.3 million shares alongside a 10.0% weekly advance. Earlier in the rebound, stronger volume accompanied several positive weeks, including 81.2 million shares during the 20 March gain and 69.1 million on 27 March. Risk remains two-sided. Recent weekly volatility is 4.8%, below the 52-week base of 5.2%, and the up-down split is favorable at 31 positive weeks versus 21 negative weeks. Average gains of 4.5% have also exceeded average losses of 3.4%. Still, the stock is extended above trend, close to its high, and the recent smart money tape includes one reversal marker. The next useful evidence is whether DAL can challenge the 95.68 USD high on stronger volume, or whether activity pressure fades while price remains stretched above the trend line. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.